I can't do public shits or showers, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Just in my house every time you come here. Just get naked and shit immediately.
You might have to get bigger windows in that bathroom. To deter him from shitting in there. That came out to here.
Yeah, it stunk out.
Dude,
here.
We listened to a book the whole way up here about like metabolic health, all this stuff. Comes up, he's like, gets a bag of chips. I go, Lemaire, did you not hear anything about fatty liver?
Yeah, if I watch one of those documentaries, it's like, all right, I'm keto. It takes 2 days. It takes 2 days. And then I'm like, what the fuck? Who am I kidding, dude?
Yeah, he was saying that people get fatty livers now from sugar. There's people, it was when you operated on, they ask you, like, do you drink? And if you're, like, drinking more than five drinks a night, they have to hit you with, like, benzodiazepine when you get a surgery so you don't hit the fucking DTs. Or in your hospital, I didn't know this, in your hospital bed, they'll give you a couple.
You're not going to get the DTs from five drinks a night.
That's what this, dude, that's, take it with Dr. Peter.
Doctors don't drink and they're fucking pussies about it, dude. It bothers me so much. Like, well, you're not supposed to have more than two drinks. Oh, it's like, shut up, dude.
Well, apparently the resveratrol study was complete bullshit too.
What's that?
The stuff in that was like, it's found in the grape skin. It's like makes mice live to like 500 years old. Total bullshit. They try to replicate that study. Never worked anywhere.
Mice? What?
Well, they're saying like the resveratrol was that stuff. Remember back in the day, like, dude, a glass of wine is actually like good for you. They try to replicate that study. No one ever replicated it. It was nonsense. It was fake news. Pure fake news. But all he was saying is if a guy is upwards of, I think he was saying 5 to 6 drinks a day, you, after they're coming off of surgery, you got to give them benzodiazepine.
What are we talking? Bud Lights or glasses of whiskey?
Probably three fingers.
Six glasses of whiskey
Probably 3 fingers.
Yeah, that'll rock you.
But, and everyone's different too, but they were saying there was guys that would be like, the doctor would cut them open and see their liver and be like, what the fuck, dude? I thought you said this guy doesn't drink. Like, he doesn't. And they slowly started to realize that people who are eating a lot of sugar get spotty livers from just sugar. Pretty nuts. I'm telling Lemaire, I'm saying, Lemaire, dude, metabolic disorder is a fucking pathway to the four horsemen of bad health.
Lemaire.
Comes off horse.
You're already galloping, dude. you're on the horse, dude. Don't let them try to take you off.
they kept listing stuff.
Ride that thing, man.
On the way, sunset. The whole way over, they would like say stuff, and I would go,
yeah, it's tough. It hurts listening to that shit.
Sorry, Lemaire.
It really blows listening to that shit.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
I was happy to shove that in that doctor's face.
What'd you shove?
When I had my chicken finger stomach.
Like, fuck you.
When I went in there, he was like, how much are you drinking? I told him. I was truthful.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, this is pancreatitis. There's no doubt. Your stomach must be destroyed from this.
What?
And then we got the blood work back. He was like, no, your stomach's just fucked up. I was like, fuck you, dude. Pussy ass. Dude, I knew my blood work was fine.
Pussy ass bitch.
You fucking pussy, dude.
Although the blood work gateways keep moving and drifting towards unhealthy. Because it's the median, it's like the
normal.
Average.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
what normal
yeah.
is now is
yeah,
not healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, you're normal. You're gonna die like every other. I have high my blood sugar was high when I did mine.
Really?
Yeah, I get the beatus runs in my family, dude.
Mm.
My pa has the beatus.
My ma has the beatus.
She has the beatus too.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy is supposing that's like the once you stop being able to kind of like process carbohydrates, everything else starts. Unless you do something about it, say everything else kind of unravels. Your brain stops working.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, you get
this
deposits.
Is what I want to hear.
You get little deposits of fat in your muscles that just sit there and they block. It's pretty nuts.
Awesome.
It is actually pretty sick, dude.
Sick.
But he does talk about how sick it fat is, and he goes, dude, like, fat's the most secure place to put your excess carbohydrates. Because if you have too much sugar, you can only
that's what
have
I've been
like
saying.
Dude, I was kind of pumped about that. He was like,
that's what I've been saying, dude.
You have like 5 milliliters of sugar in your entire bloodstream at all times. He was saying, like, glucose.
That was me and Billy teaming up to bully one person.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the guard dog.
Sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail, dude. Last night, I was the nail.
They got you.
Yeah, they got me.
What kind
dude,
of stuff
dude.
Were they saying?
It was just freaking.
We don't need to talk
just
about
junk?
It.
Class A psyop, dude.
Was it really?
Yeah, I fell.
Did it work or were you
It was
you
a
able
psyop that he fell right into.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you really?
I wasn't prepared. I thought I was amongst friends, dude.
True he thought that. He was amongst friends and he wanted to show us somebody on. We asked for him to show us somebody on Instagram.
Sure.
I think you probably know.
I'm aware.
So he finally was like, all right, fine. Because we're like, dude, what the heck?
First mistake.
It's not a big deal.
Gave into they did the friendly angle on you.
Yeah, me and Billy sitting on a bench together, like, come on, man. And then as soon as he gave it, we were both like, ah.
Oh, they friendlied you.
Yeah.
Oh,
good
man.
good cop.
And yeah, that does
it. It was like, dude, what the fuck's your problem? Yeah, we're friends.
We're fucking buds. Oh no.
But yeah, there's one thing about Jamaica that I didn't like. It was a very, very nice resort. It was like sickest place I've been. But it's just that thing where it's like a bunch of rich white people.
Yeah.
And then just black workers in like white gloves.
Yeah, dude.
And like uniforms.
Yeah. They get very slavey at those places.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
They do. I mean, the place was designed like I've been there. The place is designed like a plantation.
It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
They're like, do you want a butler? It's like, no. Stop.
No. I feel bad.
It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Even the DR, they do it, and the DRs get racist on the Haitians. They give the Haitians like the shit fucking jobs. You have to walk around and watch just like multi-levels of fucking
racism. You get to watch the Hispanics be mean to the Haitians. Yeah. But you better watch out. Every once in a while, those Haitians will get a little rowdy.
They'll curse you too.
Yeah. They'll curse you with a little voodoo.
They were telling us. They were like, that's the one. There was a guy. They fucking hate them openly. So like these fucking, like the guy working there would be like, these fucking Haitians, man. They've been coming over here. Blah, 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 blah. And
taking our derbs.
Taking our goddamn derbs. And then he basically was like, he said something like, yeah, but you got to be careful because they will hex you. So that's the only reason they respect them is because of voodoo.
The looming axe above their head, which is a voodoo curse.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to keep the chickens and like bones away from them. If you see them collecting chickens and bones, you're like, yo.
Dude, we're what cool. The fuck's we're good? Friends. I've been good to you. Don't you dare.
Go weed in the shade, all right? Just fucking give me that chicken and bones.
The Haitians,
they're terrified. The Haitians will rise up. Like, I'm rooting for Haiti as a country to rise up.
They've risen up.
They got it in
them. They became a country.
I know.
They macheted a lot of people.
Yeah, man.
That was a real oversight by the French.
What, to be like?
There was like...
You know we're boys, right?
There were like 10 white dudes surrounded by a million slaves, and they were like, let's give them machetes to work the sugarcane fields.
Yeah, true.
These guys are never gonna...
Yeah, they're probably like, yeah, we're boys, right?
Yeah, we're all good.
Like, I know you can't like do a lot of the stuff you'd like to
do. That was scary stuff. I talked to you about that because there's a podcast on it, Revolutions Podcast, and it got scary.
Yeah, dude.
Those dudes, when they started rising up, they would all have messiahs, and they would all go into like the jungle and do like witchcraft with like blood and sacrifice and shit, and then they'd go machete everybody.
Yikes.
Yeah, scary guys.
That's terrifying.
And then those peaceful Dominicans were just like, what the heck?
The hell? We're just trying to run an honest resort.
We're just trying to play baseball. Sammy Sosa.
We're just training our 14-year-olds to be baseball stars.
Yeah, but I've run into this before. In New Orleans, mm-hmm. I went to a place that was like this.
Yeah.
It was very, like, just black dudes in, like, bow ties and gloves.
It's not fun. They got to strike.
How are you, sir? I'm just like, all right, man. Yeah. You all right? Are you all right?
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm telling you, man, I don't enjoy that whole setup, and it needs to.
Four days a week. Yeah. He's like, what do you have, like, three? They always say that bullshit. Yeah. They're like, what do you have, like, three drinks? It's like, no, dude.
Yeah, dude.
No one has three fucking drinks 4 days a week. If you're drinking 4 days a week, you're not drinking three drinks.
They tell you on every commercial, please enjoy responsibly.
Unless you're like a mom.
Dude, Coors Light or Bud Light would be furious to know that you're not enjoying the products responsibly. Like they're asking.
No, yeah, I know. Actually, yeah. People are like, how come he's not sponsored? It's like, because I drink 20 beers every time I'm on camera. They can't be like, nice. They literally can't be like, this is good.
Yeah, true.
What are you doing over there?
Checking the shot.
Putting your spectacles on.
Checking the shot.
But the doctor comes in. He's like, how many are you drinking? I was like, about, I don't know, like 10.
10.
He's like, so you're having 40 drinks a week. And I was like, yeah, if you're going to be a dick about it.
Well, they come you get big. Well, sometimes they come in bigger cans. So more like true. 35, 30.
True. It's like sometimes it's a pitcher. I use Phil math. I'm like, I had two drinks.
Yeah, it's a pitcher.
Two pitchers. He was nice though. He was courteous. He was like, I don't mean this. He was like trying to like, he was like, trigger warning.
Yeah. It's I don't like, want to shame you.
You are drinking excessively.
And I was like, he's like, I'm not judging you for that, but just by the sheer liquid volume, I'd say it's a lot.
So then, but it was funny too. I was hitting him with the fucking, but yeah, it's like, it's just light beers. It's not, he's still like, no, that's still, I was like, it's not like I'm chugging liquor, you know? And he was like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like,
that's so meant. Fucking funny.
So he diagnoses pancreatitis immediately.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was like, if it hurts there and you drink excessively, that's, yeah.
The pancreas produces insulin,
that's your
right?
liver. Oh, yeah, he gave me the whole pressure test. It fucking killed. He pressed the bottom of my like abdomen, and I was like, it all hurt, dude. My stomach was fucked.
You might have gastritis. The pancreas produces insulin, right?
Yeah.
I believe
that was another thing. I was like, fuck, I finally got fucking diabetes. I knew that was coming. There was a moment where they left the room and I was just sitting in the doctor's office and I was like, I mean, I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I knew this day was coming.
True.
If it's party time all the time, eventually you're going to be sitting on a paper fucking.
I was just thinking about
that. Disgusting, crinkly paper mat.
I was just thinking about it.
Alone with the fucking lighting. Just like,
yeah.
Fuck, I knew it was coming one day.
Yep. That's
the life we live.
True.
I knew it was coming. That day is coming for everybody. You can either have a good time before it happens, or you can be a fucking bitch your whole life.
Yeah.
And then just get cancer for no reason.
True. You get bitch cancer.
Get fucking girl lung cancer. You never even smoked. Pussy.
I knew I shouldn't have lived in a metropolitan area. Yeah, but, no, you can't. You can't get, you know, I try to honor my bodysuit. My earth suit, but
I understand.
You also can't get too attached. You're right.
I understand.
I've been too attached when I was younger. You can get fucked up from trying to be too healthy. It'll genuinely fuck you up. Like, wait, should I have this? Am I allergic to nightshades? And it's like, no, you're just being anxious about food. Yeah, you have to let go of the earth suit eventually.
So then we run a blood test. Results. Turns out, first off, blood pressure again. Great.
That's awesome.
I can't believe it. Keeps happening.
That's awesome.
Then we get this. I get the blood results. Everything's good. Literally everything's good.
That's awesome.
I've been dreading going to the doctor for so long. I was like, I definitely have diabetes. My liver's definitely failing. My heart's exploding right now. For sure, my heart's exploding. No, all good.
What were the panels for the blood? Did they go like, obviously they probably did blood
sugar? I couldn't understand them. I had to look all of them up.
Yeah.
It was everything. You'd stack three of them on top of each other.
And they'd all just come at the, it's probably what all girls really want is to be cut in half from the butthole.
I hit my girl with a funny one this morning.
What'd you get her?
You would have liked it. She came in the room. She was looking for her laptop and it was in the bed. And I was like, what do you want? And she goes, my laptop. I go, when do you want it? She goes, now. And I go, what do you want? She goes, my laptop. I go, when do you want it? She goes, now. It's a fun little trick. You can get
a very good
trick. You see somebody looking for something, hit them with, what do you want?
When do you want it?
And then they go, now. And then you start a chant. You go, what do you want?
Tightwads.
Yes.
I don't think so. I think they might be next level. I got some insider information, dude.
Yeah.
I got some insider information because I was worried because I was like, oh, damn, all these comedy clubs are going to close. I was talking to my tightwads from L.A., my agents.
My tightwads. My TWs. I'm talking
about tightwads.
Oh, my God. What did TWT say, dude? Tightwad team.
My team, I got some new tightwads. I just signed with a new agency. Please let me get in trouble for calling Jewish people tightwads.
My boy Dusty used to, he would come up to you during class. He would stand in the middle of class and go, I have to pass gas. Who should I pass it to?
Oh.
And you got to pick the victim, and he would put his ass on their desk and fart.
Oh.
It's the funniest thing possible.
We were learning animals one time in Spanish, and this one guy just goes up, and he goes, like we're talking, we're doing like Leo, lion. He goes, and then the one guy goes, Father, how do you say shrinking water buffalo in Spanish? It was the stupidest thing. And the father goes, there's no such thing as a shrinking water buffalo. He got all mad and serious. Boys, we come here to learn, not mess around. He just has all the shrinky one. Oh my God.
Getting mad about it is so fucking funny.
He got all furious. Boy.
Oh, I guess, you know what? I give him credit. That would fucking piss me off. I'd be like, dude, just shut the fuck up.
Shrinking
water
bottle.
Stupid. Do not be a stupido.
Father, how do you say shrinking water buffalo? It's better. Boys, that's not a real animal. Some boy, he would get so mad.
I got one in fifth grade. We had a sex guy come in.
Oh.
And I was like, is it possible for men to like men? And what do you, is there a word for that? And he was like, he walked over to me. It was like, are you joking? And I was like, no, I got so scared. I was like, no, I'm totally serious. And he's like, it's called being gay.
Usually at that moment, my path is before me, dude. This is the funniest thing in the world.
That was the funniest thing I've ever done.
It's so funny. Like, are you fucking with me?
He really did.
Okay, well, it's called being gay.
It's called being a homosexual.
Guys jerk guys off sometimes.
Sometimes guys pleasure other men. Sexually.
I'm glad you're not fucking around about this.
He knew I was fucking around. He got me immediately.
Fuck. How fun would that be, though, to give that talk to those kids and to have them being like fucking around with you and just being like, it's called a blowjob. Yeah. Your mom probably sucks your dad's dick every night.
Your mom
like,
blows your father.
Like your parents probably practice this too. It's nothing wrong with it. And have kids like,
yeah,
that'd be so. That would be so funny.
Kids, eyes up here,
dude. That would be.
This
nice.
Is a cream pie.
We should start a thing that's called "Turn Up for Sex," and we go to schools and like talk to kids, but we make it fun.
And we wear drag costumes.
Turn up for sex, y'all. Just like fifth, just like inner city youth.
Yeah, get a box.
Like, what's up, y'all? We're here to talk about getting pussy.
We're here to talk pussy.
Some of you might be fucking right now. What I'm saying to that is, oh, hell no. Y'all way too young to be fucking.
Damn, you've got a little gas. Go to Barbie alone, dressed up.
Dude.
There were a ton of dudes there. In pink.
What?
Yeah, everybody dresses up for this. And there were dudes everywhere.
Dude, it'd be so funny to go there and like right in the middle of it, a quiet part, be like, oh, fuck, I'm coming. And is that everyone like,
oh, I'm going to fucking shoot.
No, I'm going to fucking come.
Yeah.
You can yell that, right?
When I saw those guys in pink, I was like, oh, this is what that fucking teacher meant. These are the gay guys. I haven't seen one yet. Homosexual, that was it.
You should get that teacher's information and call him up.
Call him back.
Like,
be like,
you
I finally
right.
found
There's
one.
Guys, you were right about that. I didn't believe you.
You weren't wrong, dude. There are guys.
I went to the Barbie movie. I followed two men in the Barbie movies. And
I was going to
kissing.
See Oppenheimer, dude. I like chicks.
So I can say
what's happening.
What's going on here, Matt?
Chilling, dude. Just fucking, you know.
What's all this mumbo jumbo you've gotten yourself into, dude?
You talking about my sebzi, bro?
What is this?
It's my sebzi. It's a ceremonial hash pipe from Morocco. It's not a big deal, dude. We've obviously. Dude,
you seem to be making a big deal out of it.
I'm not making. I'm just setting it out, dude. Ceremoniously, it's a nice piece, dude. I just want to show it off. You know.
Well, I'll tell you something, Matt. I don't like it.
Some of us prize fast cars, dude. It's just this is my stuff. This is what I ball out.
What
on.
Is this?
High spirits, dude. Key of G minor, 432 hertz. See it on the insignia. Rainbow moonstone with the exact ripple that 432 makes on water or sand.
This needs to stop.
What?
This is one of my least favorite. This is one of my least favorite characters.
I want to do a cover. This lady has a...
Dude, why are you doing this to me?
What are you doing to what?
You know you're doing this to me.
How much?
Why are you doing this to me, man? I was just...
How are you talking about I'm doing this to you? And I'm glad...
You're doing this on purpose,
great. Things have been great. What are you talking about, dude?
You're doing this on purpose.
What, cop the
flute? Trying to sabotage our lives.
How? Dude.
Getting into bullshit.
What are you talking about? Dude, it's a beautiful instrument, man.
It is.
It's a it's an inlet. This is a pentatonic minor scale. So
can I hold it?
Yeah, dude, please. Let me
here. Get the spit out.
Get the spit out of that. Dude, hold that thing.
Wow.
Feel the power.
You're right.
That thing's beautiful, man.
It's lighter than you'd think.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Man. That is nice, a beautiful man. Piece here, the leather.
It's
a,
dude, I'm dead.
We had a German girl. Yeah. We called her German Scheiße, which is just German shit.
We would just call her the German Scheiße.
Was this in college or high school?
This is in high school. And I took a speech class with her.
You called her the Scheiße?
Yeah, we called her German
Scheiße.
What
did she say? Was she just like...
I don't know. She was hot, too.
I bet.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, back.
But we had to... I had speech class with her, and it was the funniest...
Oh, like
because yeah, public speaking class. So oh, you just had to give speeches. Saying,
yeah,
she would just go up and she couldn't speak English. And
she didn't rouse the masses.
I thought it, yeah, she was like. anytime she spoke, I would be howling loud.
Oh God!
I would just see her trying to read a paper, and I'd be like, "This is the funniest thing of all time." Yeah.
Oh God! How was your public speech class?
It was very, very fun.
What'd you speak on?
Just he would the teacher. He was the drama teacher. So he was gay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably. Definitely probably.
Off the record, my dad got fucked up because they went to the same bar and called him a fudgebacker. He goes, you fucking fudgebacker.
That is off the record. You have
off
to
the record. Off the record. Fucking record. Fudgebacker is.
Oh my God.
Fucking wild, dude. That was a long time ago.
What'd he say? Was he like, ha ha?
Yeah, I think he did with that Asian guy in the video. Did. Just duck tail, just front kicked Phil, and then ran.
Oh my God!
But yeah, he would just give us topics, and my one friend Wes was one of the biggest dickheads possible. He'd never prepare for a speech. He'd be like, "I can come up with this on my own." Oh. His argument was like, "The drinking age." Obviously, that was his speech. He was like, "We should lower the drinking age."
Yeah, you can rip that.
His speech. He was just him up there yelling because he was very funny. He was like, "You tell me I can buy a gun, but I can't have a couple beers." Like that was his full 5-minute speech. I can go to war, but I can't have a couple cold beers. I'm not going to take it anymore. Like shit like that. I've had it up to here. He was good though. The drama teacher liked it because he was so fucking flamboyant.
God damn it, dude. There's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
Fucking around in high school for classes when you realized they didn't matter was so fucking fun.
It was awesome.
Dude, we got to do a presentation every year, a PowerPoint, but this one teacher was like, whatever you want to present on. It was like, no doubt.
It's public urination. I promise you, I'm not going to fuck this up.
I just took pictures of dudes peeing on walls. I was like, this should be legal. This is ridiculous. You can't pee wherever you want. I'm like, my next slide is peeing on another thing. He's like, this is ridiculous.
This is another example of something that should be legal.
Like, and if you think about it, like you can pee, you can't pee outside against a wall. You can pee inside a building, but you can't pee on the wall. Next slide, like this guy's peeing in German. It's just like whatever thing. He's peeing on this bridge. It's a graffiti wall. It's like, yeah, you should be totally able to do that. And the guy was like, all right, that's enough.
All right.
That's enough. Stop.
Thank you, Mr. McCusker. Sit down. The next presentation. Pooping in lawns. Up next, we have Clark with... I've been very pumped on Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Since last night.
What, they've started to speak. Yeah, it's the fourth one. We don't know what they're up to.
I think the fourth one is
they speak like fluently in the fourth one, according to the trailer, which is so cool. I think they keep saying it's a beautiful day to be alive or something.
Yeah, what's their diction? Is it like it is a beautiful day, or is it, do they give them English accents?
No, they're just tough guys.
They're badass tough guys.
So fucking sick. Jesus.
Yes,
the fourth one's gonna be all girl apes.
If they take this from me. If they take Planet of the Apes from me.
It's going to be a girl ape being like, my pussy is so powerful. Hail my pussy. And Cornelius will be like, listen to her.
Yeah.
We've been mean to them for too long. The human species have totally flopped with their women. It'll definitely be that. There's no way. There's no way they're not going to take Planet
of the Apes. If they take Planet of the Apes from me, I say, get your hands off me.
Yeah, you're gonna have to go. No,
you damn dirty liberals. Blue lives.
Putting down the strips on the rubble.
Trump's a pussy. Phil.
They put the rubble strips.
Phil. Trump's a pussy.
Ah, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
People rushed the dude, and you know, everyone, Dorian fucking came, jumped in on it.
Did anyone get a sock on it? Did anyone punch
that
guy?
That's what I said. I figured some people would be.
Well, people were holding him. You got to give him a little butt got belly. It, dude. A little bit. I'd like to kill you.
Yeah, they're a little fucking. I mean, I definitely. I know 100% I would. If I had that opportunity, I would punch that guy just because. Yeah, just because. Just because. I would just be like, I don't ever get to punch someone as hard as I can in the ribs. I need to do this right. I would absolutely punch him at least three times as hard as I could. Just like, I have no emotional investment in the person or whatever. But if I was in that situation, it would have been.
I went through a phase where I was doing that in college to anybody that was taking a. What the fuck was it? A keg stand? Mm-hmm. Anybody that was getting keg stand, I would get under and punch him in the stomach. This one dude, I remember I was at Pitt. I was at my friend's frat. And they were doing a keg stand. And the dude doing it. And I just socked him in the dick like three times. And his legs, but people were holding him. He was trying to like curl up. He's like, dude, what the fuck? Someone fucking is hitting me. And I left. It's so funny. Yeah, next time you see someone doing a keg stand, definitely punch him in the balls.
Oh, fuck.
Punch him in the belly.
Oh, punching the belly and the balls on a keg stand.
Well, because they try to curl up, but people are like holding their legs as hard as they can. They're getting restrained.
It's also, too, it's funny because you're just life of the party. Oh, you're like, oh, it's my time. Let's go. And you're like, my nuts.
Someone's punching me in the dick.
Let go of my legs.
Yeah, what's the record? 35 seconds? Watch this. Oh, fuck.
We should go to a college party.
Please.
And just punch somebody in the dick.
Any college listeners, let us come to your party.
Let us come to your party and punch
somebody. I promise
them in the
not
dick.
To be a sexual predator.
But it was just
dude, I'm fucking told them, don't come down anymore.
The cold activation on the Coors Light's like pulsing blue, and he's like,
"Oh, get the headset on and playing Call of Duty with like Wood and Del Collins."
Oh my god!
Yeah, dudes.
Well, look out, Del Collins. There's someone behind you. He's facing the window. He's like, "Oh fuck, dude." Oh my god. Yo, we gotta get Beezer off the Changa, dude. His Call of Duty rankings probably plummeted.
And I said, Shane, it would have done you well to spend one extra week at West Point.
Damn, that's a big time slam.
It
crushed
was.
Him. Crushed him.
It was. That would have doubled his time.
Speechless. Was he speechless?
He was done.
Oh god.
He what was he done.
Doing? How much did you drink?
Very little.
Very little. Dude, I pushed like a tree branch out of my ass on the fifth day. I was just like,
McKeever has one of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, McKeever was on painkillers from something, and he had to go to the hospital.
For
he was
his
like, my stomach
turd?
Is fucked up. Something's wrong.
No.
And they did like a fucking sonogram on a football on his butt. he had to dump out in front of like a hot nurse. He had to go to the bathroom. He said it looked like a bundle of oranges.
Oh,
it
no. Was just like, oh.
He just dropped cannonballs in front of this
dropping
lady.
The football's tough, dude.
Fumble rooski.
Dude, I've had the pigskin a couple times, dude. It's you get the football shaped dump, it rips your butt. You spot.
Dude, it's so
you
good,
bleed,
though.
Dude.
It's worth it.
It's so good.
It's
dude.
Well worth the pain, dude. The pleasure far outweighs the pain.
It sucks our modern technology. I love, like, women give birth. I love to drop a football in a field. Just fucking squat and go back out to collecting nuts, dude. Oh,
if
dude.
You knew you had a football, dropping it outside would be so fucking funny, dude. Just putting it on a sidewalk. So people would be like, oh my, what the fuck was that? Who did this?
Have you tasted a football recently? Like a football turd, like a fully.
I'm trying to think. I mean.
The first one I saw one was in high school. A guy dropped a football in our janitor had to come and break it up with a fucking stick. It was the funniest thing in the world.
School janitor is the fucking gig, dude.
Oh, it was the best.
That's a gig.
Dude, it's our dude would smoke weed.
Wood chips on puke.
Oh.
Just elementary school kids just puking and shitting and pissing all day.
Yeah, it's.
And you're just some drunk.
Yeah.
That's like, fuck.
Ew, it's disgusting.
Yeah, you got wood chips out. These kids are throwing up.
Oh,
but yeah,
they're like security guards for construction. They just like look at a toilet and like, we're gonna call a contractor. They just call it. So you call the police. You're like, yeah, we definitely need
the guy to come in.
Yeah, they do. They clean up like puke and turds, and then like
Yeah.
Mop up.
All day.
It's a sick fucking gig.
Mopping is the finest gig.
Mopping's so
when the kids finally leave, all the fucking,
oh,
all those little punks get out of there. Vacuum couple of them up. Call you losers. The bad kids are like, nice job, you fucking janitor. Although that's the vicious circle. Those are the janitors
true.
Become, you know, the bad kids become the janitor.
Yeah.
And then the janitor has kids and he's an alcoholic and he just has bad kids.
Yep. That is a